Yeah, no, it's a few reasons. I always wanted to move back. Albeit, I think moving back now was a little bit sooner than I predicted. I thought I was going to maybe work there, explore opportunities in the entrepreneurial realm or corporate America for 3-4 years, gain some experience and some savings, and then move back. But what I had a startup that was based in the US, which I ran for about 18 months with my co-founder, a Nigerian. And we won a business plan competition, we got some capital, some savings, and we put a team together. We built the product, which is an online marketplace for students to buy and sell textbooks. So we ran it and we measured a few metrics after a few months. And what we ended up seeing is that the market opportunity for the idea was somewhat dwindling and our funds are running out. So we explored another idea, of which we did research for, built some screenshots, some ideas for it, pitched at it at a trade show, got some decent feedback. But once again, with that idea, even though we had a really good one, we couldn't get investment for it. Investors wanted to see something tangible. So when I looked at kind of like the fork in the road, I said, you know, continue here, maybe go on for my master's, MBA, or let me see what's happening back in Zimbabwe, of which Zimbabwe also looked to be very promising or in an interesting watershed moment. Especially as an entrepreneur like me, it's a great time to come into economy and work your way up and see what you can achieve or what you can create and build. Whereas in America, it's a very saturated market.